Good morning, and welcome to CITR 101.9. You're listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
And I'm Drew McDonald.
And we've got a heck of a show for you today, and we are also broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And what a show that we have for you today.
So we were trying to think of a neat and fun idea for this week's show, and we decided that sometimes spontaneity is always really good. So we reached out to some of our listeners and friends and got a bunch of people to give us song suggestions.
And so the sound that you are hearing right now
is me with a whole bunch of song suggestions in a hat. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is we're going to pull one of these songs out of a hat, and after we play it, we'll have to connect, see if we can do our best to connect that song to the next song via 1, 2, 3 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Maybe not try to go to 6 Kevin Bacon heads, but maybe at least one or two.
Yeah.
And we can, have a bit of fun here and see what sort of stuff we come up with.
So it's going to be live. It's going to be, we don't know where we're going to go with this one.
And my hope is that I can really mess up Matt in this process, but also not, so that you guys don't miss out on some awesome music as well.
Well, yeah.
We'll see what happens. So right now, Matt is going to pick a song out of the hat. Now, I have to warn you, somebody did request Sandstorm by Darude.
Oh.
And it's here in this hat, and that means that somebody, that it might get picked. It has the...
We're playing some Russian roulette here today.
I know, right? We're getting pretty close. all right.
All right, I'm diving my hand.
Diving your hand in.
Into the hat.
All right.
And I am pulling out a song. And yes, it is the Genius of Love, Tom Tom Club.
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that either. Do you have that one ready to go?
I have it ready to go. Enjoy, everybody.
Mixtapes.
Thank you. Just go behind it, behind it, behind it, behind it.
It's hard not to sing along with that. I was just singing along with that there. Talking Heads, And She Was. And before that, we started off with the name Out of the Hat, the first sort of jab in this competition, the Tom Tom Club with Genius of Love. And thank goodness we picked that one.
Thank goodness. I'd like to thank my friend Steven for picking that song. And
thank you, Steven.
It's definitely one of my favorites, and there are so many ways you could go from that song, because that song is, you know, so wonderfully iconic, but not always iconic because of that song. But a lot of people know the song. Well, they don't know the song from Mariah Carey, but they know Mariah Carey Fantasy.
Yes.
And so,
well,
you know,
even myself, like, it took me forever to realize that was like, I mean, I had heard maybe that it was sampled, and I mean, it sounded kind of sampled, but like, you know, back when Fantasy was playing nonstop, and the music video with the roller coaster and all that stuff.
And Old Dirty Bastard doing his verse.
I know. What a weird time.
Yeah. when Mariah Carey
ODB.
And ODB can collaborate.
But I, you know, it took me forever to realize that, A, that it was that song. And then it took me another little bit to realize that the Tom Tom Club was an offshoot of the Talking Heads.
Exactly.
Which led us to the Talking Heads.
That great husband and wife team.
Yeah.
Just kind of taking all their awesome percussion that they, you know.
Yeah.
And the, like, the African music influences that are kind of there in the undercurrent of the Talking Heads, but then fully, fully experienced in the Tom Tom Club.
And then this leads us down the rabbit hole to our next jab here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Talking Heads, which led to influence quite heavily this next artist, and this next artist collaborated fully on a full record with David Byrne, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is the song that we're going to be playing came from the album that came out just after that collaboration with David Byrne, but you can definitely hear the influences.
The Talking Heads influence is quite prominent, whether on purpose or not.
And what's interesting about the collaboration album is it just sounds, so it's St. Vincent for those that aren't, but it sounds
blew the
like
surprise, man.
I know, right? Blew the surprise, but it sounds like the collaboration album sounds like St. Vincent doing David Byrne with David Byrne.
Yeah, yeah.
and then her self-titled album that came out afterwards sounds like St. Vincent with heavy influences from David Byrne, along with a lot of other artists as well.
Absolutely.
So here's Digital Witness, St. Vincent.
Mixtapes. Yeah.
myself without any words. I got so high, I scrapped till I bled. Love myself better than you. Know it's wrong, what should I do? The finest day that I've ever had is when I learned to cry on command. Love myself better than you. Know it's wrong, what should I do?
On a Plane, Nirvana. What a good song, man. That's one of my favorite songs, actually, off that one.
It's such a great song, and it was, for those that are just tuning in, we're doing a mixtape off right now, and we started our mixtape off by playing Genius of Love by the Tom Tom Club. So, of course, naturally, I selected some Talking Heads,
yep.
And then naturally, Matt selected some St. Vincent afterwards. And because St. Vincent, there was a big Nirvana like reunion concert thing that was,
yeah.
You know, Chris and Dave. And then
a whole bunch
revolving.
Of female singers.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of like St. Vincent was one of them.
Yeah.
And it was a big moment too.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Just having these powerful female figures just sing these Nirvana songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And St. Vincent is an amazing version of Lithium that just totally rocks.
Mm-hmm. And so, so we're doing that with our tape. And who knows what we're going to come back with after the break, but I'm figuring that one, my next move out.
All right.
And but we'll come back and we will surprise you for sure. Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Storm Crow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Hey! hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Thank you.
some sugar in your coffee there. Probot, Shake Your Blood from the Probot self-titled, only one they've got so far. And it was interesting because when Drew threw down Nirvana on a plane earlier in the hour, I was thinking it would be too obvious to play Foo Fighters. So, and they've, you know, got a lot of hit songs, and we don't necessarily want to play like a ton of hit songs because who needs to listen to hit songs? But so then I went to a fairly obscure cassette by the name of Pocket Watch, which Dave Grohl put out under the name Late, and it had this beautiful song on it called Marigold, which is like so unlike Dave because it's so shy and like kind of Sebado-y, super like lots of tape hiss, super laid back, and
I like your use of the term Sebado-y.
Sebado-y, yeah. very lo-fi. And then, naturally, Drew
jumps back with some Probot.
Some Probot, which was Dave's sort of project to get all of his favorite like metal and hardcore singers together.
I also realized that instead of going between degrees of separation, we just essentially played three Dave Grohl songs in a row.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. Well, On a Plane is a Kurt Cobain song.
Well, yes, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And from there, it is now on me to throw down the next number. And, you know, I hope you don't mind listening to Lemmy twice in a row because we're going to throw down some Motorhead.
Never apologize for that.
And it's a slow one for the morning, a nice, slow, tender Motorhead for the morning. The chase is better than the catch on Mixtapes.
Get you in the shadow. You know the chase is better than to catch you now.
Whoa, this mixtape got heavy real quick. Real quick. That was the Plasmatics with The Damned. Before that, we had Motorhead, The Chase is Better Than the Catch. Since Drew fired off Probot, I had to, of course, respond with some metal.
Yeah.
And then Drew threw down some Plasmatics.
I threw down some Plasmatics because, so for those that are just listening and we're doing a mixtape off right now and we're trying to connect, Matt and I are at a battle of wits trying to connect each song to the song before. So I chose Probot and then Matt, of course, chose some Motorhead to play some Lemmy.
Yeah.
And I chose the Plasmatics because Lemmy and Wendy O. Williams were good buds, did a split EP together, and he would show up and collaborate with her on a regular basis when she wasn't busy chainsawing through televisions and blowing up school buses and
that sounds a lot like her.
And this music video for that song is pretty hilarious as well because that music video is filmed out in the desert, and she's driving school bus. She steals a school bus and is driving a school bus, and then the end, it all builds up to her driving the school bus through a wall of televisions as she's jumping out of the school bus, and then the whole thing explodes because Plasmatics.
That's awesome. So we're going to formulate our next move. I've actually already formulated my next move, and don't worry, we will get out of the metal rabbit hole. It got pretty crazy there, but
A little crunchy
there, but we will be right back with more mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
And I shimmy, and I shimmy, and and I fly, and if not, we were out there having fun in the warm California sun. We were out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Ramones, California Sun, from Leave Home, and also from the movie Rock and Roll High School, which is a treasure, a cinematic treasure.
I love that movie. That movie's amazing. If you really want a treasure, watch Rock and Roll High School Forever, which came out in the late 80s. I don't know when it came out, maybe mid-80s, late-80s, but it's the sequel, and it's...
That's a gross sequel.
It's wonderful.
Oh, no. Does it even have the Ramones in it?
I can't even remember. I don't think so. I think they've replaced with another band. Like, there's some other... Yeah, it's very much like...
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That sounds bleak. And that was, yeah, so the Ramones, California Sun, on our mixtape off, our first mixtape off.
Now, Matt.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you can share with me a little bit about how the Ramones and Wendy O. Williams might be connected to each other.
Well, my sort of jumping off point was, so Wendy O. Williams was in this band called the Plasmatics, as we know, and Wendy's last known performance of a Plasmatics song occurred due to the prompting of Joey Ramone. He just basically urged her, it's like, hey, you know, you got to play. You got to play with your band there. And so that ends, she opened for the Ramones New Year's Eve 1988. So, yeah, so that was sort of like the connection there.
Interesting. For those that don't know, Wendy Williams passed away by her own hand.
Unfortunately,
and left a very well-known note about it, too, just talking about, you know, the state of society and where everything is and how she was just done with the world the way it was, because she was very much an anti-establishment.
Very.
Yeah. And jumping off, of course, now from the Ramones, of course, part of the one of like the most important, I think one of the important, most important musical movements that had happened is that whole New York City CBGBs.
Yes.
Movement of which, you know, sparked everything from
Talking Heads
to, which we started with, to Blondie, to the B-52s were known for playing there as well, even though they were from Georgia.
Yeah.
There were so many acts that rotated through there. Not to mention, remember the show TV Party?
Yes. You gave me that DVD.
Yeah, the show TV Party, and it's just like a public cable access television show. I forget the name of the guy who used to put it on, but all these people, part of the scene, would rotate through, and it was just essentially a whole bunch of people on drugs doing a very anarchic television show with a lot of random noise in the background and people calling in and
a lot of great bands.
A lot of great bands, but sometimes the bands wouldn't perform. Sometimes they would perform. Sometimes they would
hang out.
There's a great one where Debbie Harry's there for Halloween, and she's dressed up like as a I forget what she's dressed up as, like a ghost or something, and then right next to her is the host, and he's dressed like Debbie Harry.
Awesome.
And it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. And out of that CBGB scene, one of my favorite bands out of that scene.
One of mine too.
Television.
Came out with the album Marquee Moon, but Marquee Moon is too long of a song to play at 11 minutes in length, so here's See No Evil.
Yes.
Fly. faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They're giving you a number and taking away your name. Swinging on the Riviera one day, then laying in a Bombay alley next day. Oh, don't you let the wrong word slip kissing persuasive lips. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
The Ventures, Secret Agent Man, coming out of Television See No Evil. What's the connection? Seems really weird, right? But no, The Ventures were a legendary, you know, dual guitar band, and Television, another legendary dual guitar band. Television citing The Ventures and Buffalo Springfield, another wicked dual guitar band, as influences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't ever think of, like, straight influences as a way to connect artists together, but a lot of times though influences end up getting collaborations, like at the beginning of this when we talked about St. Vincent and David Byrne collaborating with each other, right?
Yes.
And so those relationships usually get forged, and sometimes they don't, but I hope that everyone had fun listening to this mixtape.
Yeah, I had fun, like, sparring off, you know, song for song with you.
Yeah, absolutely. For the record, for those that are just tuning in or those that are curious, this whole thing was kind of ad lib, us kind of trying to connect the song played before with the song afterwards, and then going song for song back and forth between one of us, starting with one song that was pulled out of a hat, which was the Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love. So if you tuned in halfway through, I bet you're probably wondering, how did that even happen? Well, you have to start back at the beginning, and which you can do. The show does stream online, of course.
Yeah, on CITR.ca. You can look for our page. We're on the social medias as well. We've got a Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff.
Yeah, look for us on both of those.
Yeah, and you can reach us at micmacmixtapes@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So what shall we
Going down the vein of straight influences, I thought we'd end off with a nice little 2 minute surf rock song. I don't know if anyone here knows the band The Bomboras, but they're a 90s surf rock song in that vein of, like, horror punk that kind of came out. A lot of art, like the Necromantics and everything else, where everyone was kind of doing a bit of psychobilly.
Very gothy.
There was a lot of, like, a gothy, but a lot of surf rock came into that as well. So they're, like, horror movie inspired surf rock. This is Mystery Planet from the album Head Shrinkin' Fun. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great day.